Today it is Wednesday, September 12th. Two bananas, about a cup of low-fat yogurt, half a cup of milk, some ice, and peanut butter, or whatever flavor you like. Hit it, blend it until it goes, and that's a good smoothie. That's what I say. But anyway, this is a podcast, so welcome to it. Howdy, folks. Welcome to the Always Be Comedy Podcast. Bringing you the latest and greatest in Always Be Comedy news. I know it is Wednesday the 12th, and I normally release on Sunday. I actually tried to release on Sunday, but Podomatic, the site of which that I... Why should I even plug them? Because they're dicks. Now, you can only put on X amount of podcasts for free, and then they want money from you. And I couldn't... I do have the $9 a year that they wanted. However, I had a card... I didn't have a card stolen, but... Someone's found a way to clone my card. They got DNA from my card, I guess. Created their own, and then we're running about town, taking money out. But don't cry for me, Argentina. I got insurance, and they're going to take care of it. I'm actually just impressed. I'm actually impressed that someone could do that. I didn't even know that that was possible to do. So, yeah, kudos to you, guy. I always see these ads on TV, like people, victims of identity fraud of some sort. It's always black and white, and they're really sad. I was thinking to myself, if I had to be victim of a crime, an internet crime would be the way to go. I think the healing process is a lot quicker. That's why you got insurance, motherfuckers. Why do you pay for insurance if you're never going to use it? That's what I say. That's why I drive drunk. I wouldn't drive drunk if I didn't have insurance. You know what I mean? I'm paying insurance on my car every month. I'm going to fucking hit somebody. That's all I'm going to say. That's how that is. But yeah, so I did try to release on Sunday. So I'm very sorry if you guys were waiting naked by your computer for me, for my voice to come through, and it never did. Actually, I'm really not that sorry, but yeah, it's free, so blow it out your ass, I guess. I'm an underground rave of podcasts. You never know when the party's going to happen. You know what I mean? Is it going to be in the warehouse? Is it going to be in the old high school? Is the rave going to be in the old abandoned Walmart? Do Walmarts get abandoned? Does the Walmart get hurt in a recession? I don't think so. I think they're recession-proof. The old Walmart, I guess. I guess unless the old mill goes down and everybody has to move out of town, then the Walmart's got to go. But anyway, Luke, what the fuck are you talking about? Yeah, it's the Always Be Comedy Podcast. So we got a lot of things coming up, a lot of things going on. Spatula is blowing up all over town. We got two more confirmed venues. We're coming at you on the 22nd in Kensal Green at The Paradise by way of Kensal Green. Go to the website to get tickets. I guess if you want tickets, you should want tickets because it's a good show. And kids like good shows. And if you like kids, then what's to lose? It's win-win. And also on the 29th in Harrow, representing the HA1 postal code, coming at you up north. A lot of people up in Harrow thinks like the sun never shines up here. You know what I mean? Most people in Harrow, we live under bridges. You know what I mean? So no, we're going to bring a little sunshine into your crap life there, Harrow. It's not just all about just Boots pharmacies anymore. Boots pharmacies and jack off parlors anymore. It's about. Can I say jack off parlor as I'm plugging a kid show? God, I'm a fucking retard. Can I say retard again? No, dude, I'm unintelligent. Is what I'm gonna say. I'm poorly educated. But anyway, we had a spatula at in Rosendale last weekend. I will say it was a good show. I will say put a little caveat on it. Some things happened that it wasn't the numbers that we had hoped to receive, but I can't entirely. I mean, I blame ourselves. You gotta blame ourselves. But let me hear you some excuses, Luke. Luke, there's nothing more I like to hear than you make excuses for yourself. Well, I got plenty, folks. So strap in. Here they come. Now, one, I'll say Edinburgh. So we didn't the last show we did promote for a good 6 weeks to 2 months beforehand. But this due to the festival and life in general, we just didn't have the time. Do you think we're just fucking sitting around waiting to promote shows? No, we got jobs, we got lives. Toilets don't fix themselves, folks. Somebody's got to go out there and do it. That's me. You like pooping in your house? Well, you're welcome. But no, that and the venue had some other things, so we had to switch the date in the last minute. That was a little bit rough on us. But it was still a good show. The kids were into it, and that's what it's all about. We also added a fourth member to the spatula crew, the spatulettes, if you will, the spatula clique, if you'd like. Sexual man goo stew is in the house now. He's our full time tech, and is well deserved. That guy's a extremely talented fella, extremely humble fella. He's shown me some of his videos he's done, and on one hand I'm like, wow, that's really good. On the other hand, just makes me feel like a raging dick on how far I've got to go to be a, or how far I'll never get. Let's say I don't have that kind of drive. But yeah, no. So the show was good, and we'll say despite however the show went, we still were sitting downstairs enjoying our ribs and discussing how the TV pilot would go. That's the type of delusion we have. We have about a quarter of the people we had before. Instead of talking about how to bring the numbers up, we're talking about what our TV show is going to look like. So it's important in the entertainment industry to live with that level of delusion, and that's where I dwell. You know what I mean? Always look, my glass is always half full, even if somebody peed in it, it's still full. That's what I like about myself, I guess. Oh, that's a good smoothie, folks. I can't even tell you. Yes, I've been pounding. I've been cleaning up my life. That's what I'm trying to do. I quit the smoking. So that being said, I've been exploding on people. Maybe physically I'm better, but mentally it's destroying me. I'm trying to get back in the gym. Slowly but surely. I haven't been in there really since the festival too much. And I'm on this treadmill thing, or the elliptical thing, because I got old man knees. And this guy is caulking, sealing around the doors. And every time he keeps, like, he's doing a really shit job, and it's making me mad. It's not my gym. I don't own the gym, and I don't even know why I care. I realized it's the lack of nicotine in my body that was just looking at this guy's face was making me mad. But every time he'd clean the sealant off the thing, and he'd just slam it into the trash can with no bag. Then I yell at the guy, and I was like, one, you're doing the sealant wrong, and two, now some janitor's got to pick that crap off the sides of his bin. I'm not the janitor, and I'm not the guy. I didn't hire the guy. Why do I care? What's my problem? Why am I such a dick? I don't know, but I think it's old, because the Marlboro Man's no longer my life. They serve two purposes, the old cigarettes. I think one's the nicotine, but two, they're like a friend. You know what I mean? Cigarettes, they're like a good friend. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're watching the sunset all by yourself, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to share this moment with my friend's cigarette. Or I'm waiting for a bus. I don't have to wait alone. You know who I can wait with? With my friend's cigarette. Here, me and him will wait together. You know what I mean? It's like having a good friend, and I had to say goodbye to a friend. Or I'm trying to say goodbye to a friend. He's still pounding on the door outside. He wants to make the relationship last. He thinks we can work it out. He said he can change, but he's not going to change. That son of a bitch. I know he's not, but I still love him. I still love him. He's just not good for me, is what that is. But now I just replaced him with phone. Now I just save that moment with cell phone and just look at emails over and over again. That's my new addiction. I guess it's not new. I don't know. What the fuck are you talking about, Luke? I don't know. Anyway. So that's happened. Yeah, like I said, I try to quit smoking. And again, like I was talking about old Stu's videos, I've been trying to start do claymation. My good friend John Hearn, another excellent comic, who you can see at the new Always Be Comedy Night in Harrow. Nice segue, Luke. We're starting Always Be Comedy Night for the adults. The first night will be October 6th, and Mr. John Hearn will be there, headlined by John Hastings. Mr. James Loveridge will be there, and if I had my paper, I would tell you who else was going to be there. But they're all Dane Batiste, and I think and Darren Walsh will be there. So it's a hell of a lineup, folks. Hell of a lineup for 4 pounds. Can you beat that? I don't think that you can. But anyway, like I said, I'm trying to get into the start doing claymation. I always liked claymation as a kid, and but I realized, like, I used to get mad. I was like, why isn't all cartoons claymation? And it only came out at Christmas time. But now I know, because that eats your soul alive. But the reason is, John Hearn hooked me up with this thing. Before, I used to just take all these pictures and then just try to talk over it to make it look sort of like the person's talking. But this program, it's called Dragon Stop Motion, if you guys are interested in. This will be the tech review. This is my tech review portion of the podcast. So it brings it in automatically. But right when you turn the computer on, the webcam, it's the camera from the computer, goes right on my face. So it's kind of this dark room, and I'm just looking at it, looking at my stupid face. and it's like I'm in a dark room, so it's like bags under my eyes, my face looks like an old pair of boots. I was thinking, like, God, you gotta quit. You gotta clean it up, Luke. So I've been laying off the booze. I've been essentially booze-free for about a week. I had a beer with my ribs, but that only just because I'm a Christian the other day. But other than that, no. Cleaning up my life. You only get one body, folks. So treat it with the love and respect it deserves. So, yeah, so my stop motions look like shit. But they're getting there. I'll eventually get there. I'm not doing Wallace and Gromit yet. I say I'll get there. I start these things. I get to where I'm just basically proficient in a hobby and then move on to something else. Because that's how I roll. Well, that's not entirely true. I did, me and the wife celebrated the 12th anniversary, the other day. 12 motherfucking years. 12 years. That's a long time. That's longer than a lot of governments last. You know what I mean? Holy fuck, the best years of my life sucked out of me with a fucking hose right through my eyeballs. No, we did it. We had a good time. Went out and about on the town. 12 years, man. God damn, it's hard to even say. But I got me a good woman, folks. Let me tell you something. I even noticed this morning. Well, I've noticed this for a little while. But when I get out of the shower, she gets in the shower before me. You know what she does? She takes the wet towel and moves it farther away from the shower and puts the dry towel closer to the shower. Does your woman do that for you? Does your partner do that for you? Are they thoughtful enough to leave the dry towel closer to the shower? That's the kind of woman I lived with. Sure, I want to slap her around sometimes. Who doesn't want to slap their woman or their fella? You know what I mean? But you think it's the little things. The little things. Like in the Bronx Tale. Does she reach over and unlock the door for you? You can put up with a lot of bullshit. I don't know why I say she's the one putting up with the bullshit. Could you imagine living with me? Jesus Christ, I don't even want to live with me. And I just can't get away from my own head. So yeah, kudos to you there, Big Chris. Yeah, so we went out and about the town, went to a little carnival. Went to some techno freak out club. I don't know. That was a little bit much, so we didn't spend too much time there. Walked up and down the river at night. We were out all night just walking about town, talking. Reflecting on life. That's I guess that's what anniversaries are all about. So, yeah, 12 years. 12 years. In 12 more years, I'll be in my... Almost in my mid-40s. That'll be it. I don't know if anybody's over 40. But, that's at least you're halfway... I'm getting closer and closer to death every day. As we all are. No one's living in formaldehyde. Especially not me. But where the fuck are you going, Luke? Nowhere. This is a rough podcast, folks. I've had a rough week. A lot of stuff going on. Had a lot of good gigs, though. Pete Lloyd and Ryslip, who just got married. Congratulations to you, Pete. That's a great gig. If you guys are ever in the Ryslip area or other comics listening to this, talk to Pete Lloyd, Empire Comedy. That guy runs a tight ship. He seems like a goofy son of a bitch, but he's got a big heart and he's a good mind for setting up promoting and all that stuff. I love that guy. And I like that gig. It's at the White Bear in Ryslip. It's there once a month. So if you get a chance, check it out. Also did a nice charity gig with the lovely Amy Haworska. There's a lot of ladies on the bill. It was almost a solidly female bill. And then me. It was a charity gig for some, I don't know, broke kids in India. Apparently there's poor people in India. I had no idea until I did the gig. So there were a lot of ladies in the crowd and a lot of ladies on the bill, which was cool. They were all yelling at me to get my balls out the whole time. They were just looking at me like I was meat. You're like, oh, we didn't expect a guy to be funny. You know what I'm saying? That's how those women are. That's how women are. It's a hard business for dudes in comedy. But there are a lot of Sarah Pascal, very fun. Some Susie Ruffle, Lou Sanders, depending on where you come from, and Tanya Edwards, and Dana Alexander, who I met many times, but I never seen her perform, who was hilarious. If you get a chance to see a very lovely Canadian lady, saw her, I was very impressed by her set. Who else? Oh, I did the Painted Grin, the one-year anniversary, Ollie and Jade, my podcast rivals. I did their night. They're celebrating their one-year anniversary. I say a lot. How's that sound on the podcast? Good? Is that as cool as me talking about myself in the third person? I'm only talking about that because I'm actually doing your voice. Oh, thanks, Luke. I'm an idiot. I didn't realize that. I appreciate you telling me. But yeah, I did the Painted Grain birthday, and that was a lot of fun. Janet Bettisworth made some delicious cupcakes. Oh, I can't say enough good things about the cupcakes. But they redid Benny's Bar, and now it just looks like a gay bar now. I think maybe it is. It's a wine bar in East London. Maybe it is a gay bar. That's what me and David Mills have the conclusion we've come to. David Mills had done he was on the bill as well at the Painted Grain. Another great set. And he's also going to be opening for Margaret Chow. Margaret Chow at the Leicester Theatre. So that would be a show I'm definitely going to check out. Margaret Chow, big time American comedian. So she's got to be good. But check that out. Nick Sun was on the bill. Who the hell else was on there? Tim Shishodia. It was fun. I will say this about East London. They seem to enjoy it, but they're too cool to laugh. I'm a hipster. I don't laugh. I can't show you that I'm having fun, because that might diminish my coolness. Or I've got this shirt buttoned all the way up to the top, and it's restricting the airflow to my brain, so maybe it takes a long time to get the message up to you. Sorry, I was choking on my smoothie. But yeah, I drink there's a lot of good smoothies out there, so you should try them out. If you got a good blender. Sometimes you get a blender that doesn't chunk the ice up. My daughter gets mad if there's too big of ice chunks in there. But she doesn't do anything anyway. What else is going on this week? No, I've been watching the conventions, Republican and Democratic conventions, which is nice being over here because you can just dip your toe in the politics. You don't have to be full on. It's pretty full on. I do remember that. I don't miss that bit about the I miss a lot of things about the states, such as parking places and shops and stores that want to actually sell you something. Those things I do miss. And roads that two cars can pass each other at the same time. It's a crazy idea, Britain. Let's make a two-way road that only one car can fit down, and then get angry about it when you can't squeeze down it. Well, our country's very old, and we don't have... No, go fuck yourself. The town I live in is very 70s. Don't tell me that these buildings were built a lot... I don't know. But anyway, you know, Britain. You know your roads are fucked up. And kiss my ass, American cars can't corner. Do you know why American cars can't corner? Because we know how to lay out a road. What's this... straightest point between two distances is a line. No, it's a traffic circle and then a twisty fucking road. Take it easy, Luke. Take it down a notch. What was I even fucking talking about? I got sidetracked. Oh, yeah, the conventions. That's what I was talking about. And I don't know if the British get less hardcore about politics or it's because I'm not really that involved in the process. I just don't give a fuck, so I tune it out. But, yeah, we get pretty... And I think I try to explain to my friends over here. Now, it does seem hardcore, but there's no, people always say like, well, we're trying to get undecided voters. There's not really undecided voters. You just try to pick up people that are on your side already. Get them angry enough to actually go vote, because only about 30% of the people go vote. Maybe it's become a novelty, because we've been voting for so long that people don't actually give a fuck about going out and doing it. So you guys get your side mad enough at the other side that you want to go out and do it. There's no people riding the fence. You know, I used to go to this... I used to go to this church, and the preacher used to always talk about people riding the fence. And then he would say, how uncomfortable is it to sit on a fence, it digging into your backside? And I think, like, you know, there's a lot of kinds of fences. You know what I mean? Like, there's a tube steel fence, or there's a metal... I mean, there's all kinds of fences you can actually sit on. What's this guy's obsession with, like, picket fences going up people's asses? You know what I mean? A white picket fence is the American dream, and this guy's just thinking about getting butt-fucked by one. Like, what was that shit about? You know? But anyway, there's no fence riders, really, in politics in the U.S. You're just on one side, and they gotta piss you off as much. So, one thing I didn't notice about, like, the two conventions is, one thing I've heard, the Democrats, they do use numbers. They use numbers and figures and facts. They do a lot of bullshit. I don't confirm any of those numbers. They could be all total bullshit to me, but it just sounds good. The Republicans are just more like, Obama's gonna make all your kids gay, or speak Spanish, or some type of gay Spanish, you know. Como estás? Donde está el penis? That's Spanish for where is the penis. I speak Spanish for construction workers. But yeah, so I watched it. It's a sad, sorry state of affairs. So hope things work out. Hope things work out for the best. We got a lot of nukes, so hopefully we got somebody with a that have a brain, I guess, but I don't know if we do. And it's like, I like watching them bitch about the, like, they all bring in people talk about the economy, and all of, like, they'll be like, I'm a professor for 20 years and I study the economy, yet they both have a completely different opinion on what's going on. So maybe they don't know. I don't know. But anyway, yeah, so I think, like, it's, I pretend like I understand the economy and why it's all fucked up. I'm from the great state of Ohio. The great state of Ohio, the birthplace, I don't give a fuck what anyone says. They like to call Detroit the Motor City, but the car is from Ohio, just so you know. We invented the tire, the stoplight. The stoplight was invented by a black man. I learned that in my African-American history class. So was peanut butter. So was the oiling can by John Washington Carver. Smart guy. Just so you know, a little bit of history, folks, for you guys. I read books. I'm not too dumb. Or at least I read pamphlets with history facts in them. So, yeah, so like I said, I'm from Ohio, and we no longer make anything. We no longer do anything. Well, we still do things. We still like to drink beer. We like to go to cookouts. We like football. And, yeah, so I like to say, like, it's... I mean, our economy, I say our golden age was post-war to about the 70s. Luke, let's hear about your limited knowledge of the world economy. Sure, I'll continue. And, yeah, and so we were blowing up because the rest of the world had kicked the living shit out of each other, and there's really no competition. And now there is competition, and now the economy's fallen. And apparently, I still sort of blame both sides for certain things, but certain things you just can't control. And you gotta deal with that fact. And, we don't seem to deal with that very well. We always want to blame somebody. Everything's right or wrong, and it's not just something being fucked up. It's some things are just fucked up, and you're not gonna be. You can't be top dog all the time, bro. You know, sometimes you gotta have a season where things aren't working out so well in order that you recruit a better quarterback. That being said, also, I'm trying to watch the NFL. I gotta record it because it's on the middle of the night over here, and I can't fucking do it. I can't get to a game without some. There's too much media outlets telling me who won the game before I even. If we're just gonna watch a fucking game if they know how it ends already. Not only that, I still love the NFL, but I can't, now I got no one to talk shit with. That was one of my favorite things about watching sports, is so-and-so liked the Redskins, and it was nice to come into work and be like, you know what, your team blows. Maybe I just like talking shit more than, I can't get into Premier League, I'm not ready to do that yet. I can't integrate so far. You can take the dude out of Ohio, but you can't take the Ohio out of the dude. That's it, I'm not watching 90 minutes for a nil-nil game. I can't sit and watch grown men flop about the place and pretend to be injured and there be no consequences for that. You can't do it. Your sport sucks, England. You know what I mean? It's more boring than baseball. I think baseball's boring, but not quite as boring as that. Anyway, so yeah, I can't even watch it. I can't watch NFL. It's ruined. I got nothing. And I don't know what to do. I got to find a way to live in a... I can't stay up to the middle of the night and watch a football game. And also, I will say, you watch football recorded, that game is about a half an hour long. There are all the timeouts and all that stuff. That is the quickest fucking game you can watch. It's amazing. They need to find a way, when you record it, to edit out all the timeouts and all the commercials, and you could basically watch it in about 15 minutes. Just cut to the plays that matter. Oh, Luke, that's actually called the Red Zone. If you paid more money, you'd get it already. Well, fuck you. I guess somebody already came up with that idea. So, anyway, yeah, the Bengals got destroyed. If anyone gives a fuck, I do. I care about my Bengals. But they're playing the Ravens, and they're good. Does anyone care about NFL besides you, Luke? No, nobody does. I don't give a fuck. I like them. Anyway, what else is going on? All right, I got a big gig coming up in... I got to go all the way to goddamn north of Liverpool. But it's the Royal Air Cadets or something. Some Air Force boys. So I'm back in my crew so I can dust off some old military material. Nothing like a gig where you can bring out the... crack open the old books and bring out some... No, so that should be exciting except for the fact that it's a 3.5-hour drive, which in England, or which in Britain, that's like driving from Chicago to South Carolina. That's a big drive. But they're going to put me up in a hotel. It's like being a big-time comic almost. I'm allowed to... They're going to give me beers and food. A little bit of money. Holy shit, I'm blowing up, folks. Nice knowing you motherfuckers, but now once I get hit the big time like that. But no, it should be good. I always like gigging to military guys because they're a bit rowdy. And that's my kind of thing. I like talking the bullshit, so that should be exciting. I'm looking forward to that. Little bit of a road trip there. So, yeah, hopefully I get you I'm going to try to do a podcast on the road was my plan, to put the phone in there. So maybe you'll hear my death as I crash into the road as I'm trying to figure out how to work my phone. Trying to think what else is going on. Motherfucker, just go to alwaysbecomedy.com. That's where you'll figure it out. That's going to be my new podcast now. I'll just come on and say, go to the website and see what's happening. Just get out of my ass. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, anybody else want to... Any more questions or comments or suggestions, go to lukecapasso.com or alwaysbecomedy.com. And yeah, anyway, again, big shout out to James Gill and Haley Crossland and Sexual Goose too. Spatula, staying alive, working hard. Thanks, guys, and take it easy. All right, bye-bye.